You're listening to SBS News.
Jacob Blake Sr. says he's still coming to terms with what happened to his son and he wants justice.
To ask the police in this town what gave them the right to attempted murder on my child? What gave them the right to think that my son was an animal?
29-year-old African-American Jacob Blake is recovering in hospital, paralysed from the waist down after he was shot several times by a white police officer. Addressing about 1,000 protesters marching in Kenosha, Wisconsin, Mr. Blake says the issue of police brutality needs to be dealt with.
I know there's a lot of parents out here in this crowd. You cannot imagine what it feels like to look at your baby paralyzed from the waist down, shackled. Where was my son going?
Protests have continued in Kenosha in the week since the Jacob Blake shooting, turning Wisconsin into the latest epicenter of America's police protests. A curfew has been imposed and members of the Wisconsin National Guard have been deployed to Kenosha to calm tensions. But in the unrest, there has been another shooting with white 17-year-old Carl Rittenhouse allegedly killing two protesters with an assault rifle. Wisconsin is a swing state that backed Barack Obama twice but was narrowly won by Donald Trump in 2016 by just over 20,000 votes. He was the first Republican to carry Kenosha County in 44 years. The way voters in Wisconsin respond to Jacob Blake's shooting and its aftermath could be central to the outcome of the presidential election in November. In his first remarks on the unrest, Mr. Trump says it's still being determined whether the actions of the police officer in shooting Jason Blake were justified.
I'm looking into it very strongly. I'll be getting reports and I'll certainly let you know pretty soon. But it was not a good sight. I didn't like the sight of it, certainly, and I think most people would agree with that. But we'll be getting reports in very soon, and we'll report back then.
The White House says Mr. Trump will visit Kenosha on Tuesday to meet law enforcement officials and assess damage in the city. The White House did not confirm whether the president would meet Jacob Blake's family, saying the schedule is yet to be finalized. Details of the shooting are still emerging. The union representing the officer who shot Mr. Blake claims he forcefully fought with police trying to arrest him, putting one in a headlock and carrying a knife he refused to drop when ordered to do so. But Jacob Blake's uncle, Justin Blake, says that version of events is far from the truth.
He had no weapon. His lawyer stands on that. His mother stands on that. Our brother, his daddy, stands on it. And we're going to stand on it. There was no weapon involved. They're trying to use that as a shield for the misactions and misconducts of a rogue police officer that shot my nephew 7 times in the back.
The United Nations Human Rights Office says the shooting is a painful reminder of the heightened risk African Americans face when engaging with law enforcement in the United States. Agency spokesman Rupert Colville says it seems highly possible the force used against Jacob Blake could have been discriminatory in nature.
From the images available that we've seen at this point, the police appears to use force against Jacob Blake that would seem to be excessive. And it does not appear that the law enforcement officers abided by the international standard for the intentional use of lethal force with a firearm. It also seems highly possible that the force used against Blake could be discriminatory in nature.
The family has demanded the arrest of the officer who shot Mr. Blake and have called for the other officers involved in the incident to be fired. Wisconsin's Justice Department says the officers have been placed on administrative leave while investigations continue. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.